Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There has been much disquiet and simmering tensions amongst the party. But you all tuck into bacon, eggs, beans, warmed beverages of some sort, spices, full flavours, and you chat. You are together again. And as you reflect on what you have left behind, as you are ready to greet the day, you feel nourished. You feel like you are ready to tackle the rest of your day, the rest of your adventure. And if what the map and what you've been led to believe is true, this will be the last bit of your adventure. I ask the players now, not Toby, Kat, Logan, Vince, Xavier and Ellen. I ask Phil, Luna, Sean, Max, Chris, myself.
Ellen.
Yes. Oh, did I say Ellen?
Yeah,
Ellen.
You did.
Not Toby, not Kat, not Logan, not Vince, not Xavier, not Allegra. This is between Ellen, Phil, Luna, Sean, Max and Chris. Did you defeat, neutralize, or befriend a major foe?
Yeah.
Yes. Kitty.
Yeah. Befriended, specifically.
Did you complete a major adventure in a new locale?
Yeah. We kind of upended the entire political spectrum.
Just a little thing.
The capital city, yep.
Installed a new king.
Killed foe Brad.
Did any of the group reach a major emotional moment of truth and understanding of their persona?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, don't all say it at once, guys. Yeah, I would say lots of strange emotional truths for everyone.
Mm.
And did the group uncover something they have been striving to know?
Not yet.
No. Not quite.
No.
Not quite. No. But the rest...
Yeah. Somebody's hoarding all the secrets.
It's getting clearer.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
The picture isn't clear, but it's coming into focus.
That was a yes to...
Three out of four.
That means you level up.
Woo!
The clinking of the glasses and you feel energized. Not just that, you feel like fucking heroes. Please tell me what you have gained.
Shall I go?
Yeah.
You're looking at me? Toby, or at least Hawk, the Neo, gained a point of intelligence to help with hacking. And then he took an upgrade, and that is for Case, the Raven. And Case has gained the ability to distract. If your pet assists you in an attack, you gain special remove to guard. So we're becoming more kind of symbiotic.
You're synchronizing.
Synchronizing. I speak through him. I control him kind of with thought. And maybe throughout the breakfast, he kind of like, you know, taps on the shoulders of my compatriots and they get distracted and he steals a mushroom.
God damn it.
Or a piece of bread off their plate.
Get off my case.
And it doesn't, it's a kind of mechanical throw, but it just kind of, you know, the food slides down its throat.
Yeah.
It just kind of looks, cocks its head side to side. You
hear the whirring as it goes.
I don't think he even needs to eat.
No, but he'll save that for later.
You can, just you to can, be a dick.
You can have a mushroom later if you really want. Excellent. What did Avendra gain?
So Avendra gained a point in con, just so that I have a little more health.
Yeah.
But also I think overcoming this like injury that is with her that is painful has kind of increased her constitution somewhat. And also she's taken the new combat stance bodyguard after the discussion with Xavier and Vince about getting home. She's committed to getting everyone home so she can make an enemy attack her instead of an ally if they're within arm's reach. So yes, hopefully. Excellent. I won't live to regret that decision.
What did Logan or DW gain?
The great,
the
to
great
you.
DW.
DW gained an extra point in dex, which brings his dex to 4 to be on par with the Neo. So the fool is a speedy fool at this point. And I've taken another, I've gone on another expedition to clown school as my a trip to clown school, it is called. And there are a number of different things I can include. We saw one last episode, which was Fool's Charm. And now I've got one that's entitled, Oh, Ignore That Fool, which is I have to. Of course, the cost again is to add a cross to my die, but if I do that, I can make someone drastically underestimate or ignore the fool in a situation where they really shouldn't. I think we're getting to the pointy end of things and definitely are in a space where people are underestimating potentially the fool or Logan a little bit, and I want to see if that comes to a head at all, if there is a fun point to use that.
We shall see. What did Flint gain?
Flint has got a point extra in dex to help with the not dying as well. And the
we
just kind
so
of
worried.
And also just to kind of act a little bit more swiftly. And in addition, I took an ability called Fan Base, which basically after I enforce my will and kind of manipulate someone's emotions, when they come out of that influence, they feel euphoric and they want it to happen to them again instead of resenting me.
It's messed up.
They get hooked on it.
They get hooked on it, turning everyone to addicts for my voice.
Hell yeah.
We were just talking about parasocial relationships. And you have
and
a magical one.
You've created one. Yeah. Fantastic. No. What did Xavier gain?
Xavier has increased his level with Lucius, the god of light, a.k.a. Olivia.
Excellent.
No, not Olivius. Olivius. Just.
She's the Olivius.
She is the Olivius.
Be the Olivius you can be.
You're the only one I know.
Great. And I'll keep that shit to myself.
And a stat
wise?
Did you get a stat?
I increased constitution.
Con. Yeah.
Everyone's gearing for a fire. I don't know why.
I don't know.
I think it's going to be a very anticlimactic ending.
Coming to a head.
Hey.
I get it.
That's going to be a title episode.
Hey.
It has to be, surely. Sean?
No. Yeah.
Excellent. You all feel ready for the end. What do you do from here? You know that there's a cave system. You can feel the weird tunnel of wind whispering around your vessel. You know that there is something waiting for you in those caves.
From what Hawk and DW or Logan and Toby had explored, did it seem like there were several directions we could have gone and we just chose one of them, or was it all into the one system so we'd have to pass by the same area?
It looks
area
like there
again?
Were several several different offshoots to these and tunnels and caves.
And where we went, was that a dead end? Like, did that, or did that continue on where the chest was and such?
You didn't really look along the walls per se, but you believed that there was a route leading somewhere.
Cool.
It may lead to another dead end, but...
I mean, fate's waiting. We can't go wrong, can we?
Yeah. Toby and I scouted ahead before. We found there seems to be many paths, but all leading towards one destination, potentially. I mean, it's why we're here, right? I don't think Allegra would put that in our path if it wasn't where we're meant to go. So it's not like we're going to get lost for no reason.
That would be a bit of a disappointing end. You just stranded us in a bunch of sea caves.
Well, Toby, do you want to check? Make sure, can't you interface and... see a clearer path forward.
Starling, can you scan the caves?
Yeah, do you have like echolocation or anything that you can utilize or something similar?
He's got a bat.
Scanning.
And what are you looking for exactly?
Just to like a nice 3D map of the caves, see where they all branch out and lead. Or do I have to map it as we go?
Yeah.
Or do you want to
give me an int roll, yeah. Yeah.
See how much
Let's
I can map.
Let's do it. You've leveled up your hacking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we just see
now.
Where Allegra is? Can we just...
Yeah, she's this icon there.
Yeah.
Can we learn her motivation?
Place of interest.
Got a UR here.
She's on the mini map.
Yeah. That's where the quest marker is.
I got a 10 and a 5.
Whoa, okay.
Oh,
yeah, you can see the map kind of begins to grow like veins on your little holographic overlay. And you can see a decent chunk. You see there are several dead ends and it looks to be a little bit labyrinthine. But you can definitely see about halfway. You know, you can see one route amongst several dead ends and routes that loop back on itself. So you can follow that.
I'll flash it up on the holographic display in the ship for a moment. Well, I can't get us all the way to the end, whatever that looks like, but we follow this path and like a dotted line traces through the most kind of direct route. At least gets us halfway somewhere. Without getting us stuck in a dead end.
Let's go.
Huh.
The idea of a brain or a head filled with holes or like...
Aren't there like veins or the blood vessels maybe?
Or the...
Synapses?
The synapses and curves of the muscle of the brain. I don't know. It feels like nothing's here for no reason. Even it being a grotto. The head somewhat submerged.
Yeah, everything's a symbol. We've learnt that much.
We have. Let's just... keep on our toes, I guess. We got this. We got this, everyone. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Wonderful. As you forge ahead, you hear your own footsteps. You hear the strange dripping water. But you also hear a snuffling footsteps far, far into the distance.
Heading away or towards us?
Hard to describe.
Cool.
You just know it's far away.
Yeah.
And is there like a kind of marching order? What are you doing? What do you...
It's definitely marching order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take up the rear, I guess. Protect from behind.
Fuck it. Fools forge ahead. I'll jump first.
I'd like to hang out at the back with Avendra.
I'm behind the fool, kind of guiding him... Case is kind of hopping ahead and showing Logan D-dubs where to go.
Xavier's in the middle.
As you continue to wind through the cave, you hear some scrunching under your feet. You look down, there are flyers for Toby's campaign kind of spread throughout the cave floor. And you see one of the... If you head back through the old treasure room, see the chest. It's empty now.
Completely gone.
But you do see another bottle of liquid.
Yeah, as we kind of come in, DW's like, okay, cool. So this is the room where we went to before. That's a treasure chest. And this, he'll go down and like kneel down beside the bottle and kind of pick it up and inspect the label and its contents.
It is. Oh my god. I
Oh no!
Hey!
I've squeezed my stress ball so hard it exploded.
My stress ball.
Oh no, that is
so. It's not helping my stress at all. It is. Oh, thank you.
Got Orbeez everywhere.
From here, it's half obscured, so I thought it was just an orange that had been completely peeled.
Would you like it to go away, Ellen?
Yes, take it away.
Take my stress away.
Take it away.
Take it away, boy.
Take it away, boy.
Sean, I've never made anyone less stressful, and you know that.
Yes, you see a bottle, and it is full of a dark grey sand-like material. And the label does say Collins.
Cool. And you're like... shows it up. So like, I mean, sand of time. Like, and you're like, you know, it's got the stopper on it, but he just like holds it upside down.
Analyze that.
Analyzing. What would you like to know about this material?
What it's made from?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Human remains.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aww. Holds it a little bit further away from himself, but still holds on to it.
Can you be more specific? Is it bones?
Bone, wood, metal.
Coffin.
Possibly.
That is the cremated remains. Dollars to donuts.
Hey, can you, it's like, I don't know if your AI can do this, but can you do like a DNA analysis or what's the parameters from what you can do?
I'll try. Can you determine who it belongs to, Starling?
Two adults. Two adult humans.
Two. Her parents? Her parents.
Yeah. Her parents.
Yeah, both passed away quite a while ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
When we were in school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was the thing from the moment I knew her. We all knew her. Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been hard.
Mm. All right, I'll fuck it, I'll add it to the collection. And he like hooks it also onto his belt where the other blood and viscera version of the bottle remains, and they kind of clink together briefly, but he kind of sits them in like a leathered pouch so that they're not clinking away.
I feel like she never really talked about it at school that much.
Would you?
I guess.
She's always seemed pretty like... It's always hard to tell what those things are, especially in high school, but you kind of just like push those things away. Mm. Or just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Also, did she never talk about it, or did we never ask?
Column A, column B?
Yeah.
It's hard to ask. I think I asked, but I mean, I was, 16? I probably asked wrong.
Yeah, we didn't have to talk about that stuff at 16.
Yeah.
Did any of you guys spend much time with a... after high school finished?
No.
I did once. Yeah. I don't know. We didn't really click. Thought for a moment there may have been something there, but, you know, I don't know. Stupid 18-year-old hormones and things like that, even as an adult, right? You just, like, never really clicked. You always seemed kind of, like, separate. Yeah. High school could be a time capsule sometimes.
I mean, I kind of felt that way about all of us, really.
You know she's going to hear this, right?
Yeah. Such misfits.
She knows a lot about us, I think. More than we might know about ourselves.
Did you go through this too? Did you leave bits of yourself behind?
You begin to hear a rushing throughout the tunnel behind you. And the ground beneath you has now got water beginning to fill up.
Well...
I think we need to move.
Yeah, let's run.
We should keep moving.
Let's go.
You are now sloshing through these tunnels.
She didn't like that question.
Like, you know, I don't want to ask for arbitrary roles, but...
Nah, let's do it.
I don't know. I guess the perception-ish role would be wisdom. Either whiz or...
It's wisdom.
Wisdom?
Yeah, yeah. It's in the core. It's in the book. It's a wisdom.
So I just want to know if anyone is being particularly observant.
Okay.
That's all. That's all. Kay, nothing money. Else. Nothing else.
Case is helping me.
Yes, that. Excellent. Yeah.
Vince is not. You got 2 and 3. So
yeah.
No successes.
Two successes.
No crit fail.
Oh, of course, I get 2.
Mm.
One success.
One success.
I got one success as well.
Okay.
I had a 1 and a 4.
The ones. It's a more of a tangible, less kind of supernatural thing. This isn't. This liquid has a smell to it.
Hang on.
It could
be good. Whatever it is, it's not good.
It could be gross.
Can you think of something that's good that has a smell to it?
Exactly.
That could be
laughing
at
not be. Exactly.
Chocolate sauce, maybe?
Honey. Sugar syrup.
Perfume.
You remember, obviously, you've smelt it a lot. What was the alcohol you were drinking at the party?
Oh, I said fucking...
It was a combo,
you were drinking whiskey and you were drinking wine, correct?
Yep. No, I drank a beer. That
Oh, the IPAs.
There were two. The people who were drinking were drinking
IPAs.
Beer. There's an IPA, red wine,
and
or
the whiskey.
And Allegra was drinking
a smoothie.
Green smoothie.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
You smell celery?
Spinach?
Wow.
Blueberries, maybe?
Mint?
Mint.
Is that acai?
Yeah.
Oh my
acai?
God.
Goji berry?
Weirdly, a bit of mints.
Mints?
Why did she put that in her smoothie?
You smell this as you see the liquid, the green liquid at your feet mixed in. And for the two, Case, there is a red scanner that flicks across the room from Case.
Analytics.
And you see on your overlay a combination of various chemical compounds, the equivalent to organic matter like spinach, celery,
yeah.
a smoothie, and trace amounts of alcohol.
Right.
Flammable.
It's everything we were drinking.
Well, I really don't want to drown in a smoothie, so
no.
Let's go.
Not a green one, maybe a... Anyway.
Happy faces, guys. Let's go. Keep running.
You slosh. As you are sending Case out, Case is continuously scanning the area, adding more and more...
Information
to your map. You seem to be heading to a central kind of... As it's labyrinthine, you're heading to the center where you think there is another floor.
There's a central chamber up ahead. Just keep moving.
I mean, she's clearly pushing us towards it, so...
Yeah.
Talk about a health kick.
Yes!
Yay!
Oh no!
Wait, what?
He made us laugh.
If he makes us laugh, he gets something.
I'll put this to you. If you do something that is particularly foolish or entertaining, the GM may give you an additional circle on your die.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yes. I laughed, and you made us all.
That's too high a standard. I'm sorry, Chris. Didn't make Chris laugh. Oh no, it'll never trigger.
Because I was literally about to lean forward after that response and be like, was it that funny?
As the GM, yes.
Yeah. Overruled.
I play to the GM, not to any of you.
Yeah.
Not to the peanut gallery over there.
Yeah, these two Muppets, the old men from the Muppets.
Waldorf and what's the other
one?
Stabler.
If I want to make Chris laugh, I'll make some sort of traumatic comment.
Thank you, Sean.
We hear Allegra giggling in the
Excellent. Yeah, you are now kind of wading through and you hear a bellow through the caves. You hear the roar that you would hear from a bull. What do you do?
I mean,
coming from behind us or ahead of us?
It looks like it's ahead of you.
Oh, okay. Well, we can't go back.
We'll drown in cucumber juice.
So, guys, we're pretty sure Minotaur, right? That seems pretty obvious.
Minotaur.
Makes
sense. Yeah.
The only way we can go forward is we go forward. So let's go forward.
Yep.
Let's keep going.
We don't want to die in celery.
We've got to do it. Yep.
As you head forward, you begin to see a spiral staircase.
Huh.
Sitting by its foot is Minotaur. Its large body, it is sat holding a sword across its lap, and it is waiting.
Huh.
Hey! Sup?
Hello!
Toby, focus
you
in.
Want to sorry, pass?
Sorry. Yes, please.
What is the cost?
I was no good at classics.
Do you have anything in mind, or is this a riddle?
Everything costs. No one usually gets to escape.
You must have been down here for quite a long time, I imagine.
I have been down here for 16 years. And I want to fight. So who is going to give it to me?
Yeah, fuck it, hi. He steps forward.
Oh, you fucking idiot.
You wish to engage in combat?
Yeah, if you feel like dying, sure.
I don't want to die. I want to live.
Well, then you probably shouldn't fight me then, should you?
Are you that great of a foe?
For you.
Draw your weapon.
Shing! Pulls out the rapier that like glints across some natural light that's kind of like casting off one of the mud walls. The rocky walls, sorry. Again, find out if you want.
You make first move.
First mistake.
And I believe...
Fool.
It's like, you're like, you idiot. I'm like, yes, perfect. That's exactly what people should be saying when the fool acts.
You have been listening to When the Party's Over, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rolltocast. The Die RPG is copyright of Lemon Inc. Limited and Stephanie Hahn Studio. The underlying game systems and mechanics are copyright of Roward, Rook, and Deckard Limited. All rights reserved.
Bless your soul. Oh my god, yeah. Proud of your boy.
Sean, do you know where the hooks are? The screw
have you,
hooks?
We used them all.
Do you ever get around StarKid?
Yeah, we don't have that many.
Do you ever get around Team StarKid?
No.
Okay. They do this parody musical of Aladdin.
All right.
Called Twisted, which is also a parody of Wicked. Where it's like from Jafar's perspective.
Oh, that's
it's, dope. Yeah. And Aladdin's like a fuckboy. But he sings this song.
He sings this song
which is just Proud of Your Boy. Like, it's genius that it's uncanny that it's so similar, but it's not. It's not. So you can't. It's not copyright. Like, you couldn't at all, but it's so obviously Proud of Your Boy. Yeah. And it's called Orphaned at 33. And he talks about how he's really sad that he became orphaned when he was 33 years old. And he's like really hard done by as a result. Like, his parents died when he's 33.
Where can I see this?
It's on YouTube.
Is the StarKid musical the one that brought about the I don't really want to go to work today? I don't really want to.
Yeah, that was one of their musicals. They did their original kind of claim to fame was they did a parody musical of Harry Potter.
Oh, it's Harry Potter.
Harry Potter musical.
Oh, of course.
That's those guys.
Which I still haven't seen.
It's a lot of fun, and it's filled with like 2009, 2010,
hell yeah,
like memes and humor. A lot of stuff about like Lost. There's a lot of like Avatar: The Last Airbender references. Like, it's all
hell
very
yeah,
silly.
It's very time capsule-y.
A lot of High School Musical shit. Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
God, to be in 09 again.
Oh, two hours long. Yes.
Yeah, it's they're full musicals, like a bunch of them.
Dope. Anyway, this is terrible.
Ah, here we
terrible
are. Energy. Okay, I found it. Oh. Fucking hell, Jesus Christ.
We're still recording.
Fuck it out.
So great fodder.
Yeah, so if I ever need like a 5-minute post-credit scene.
I tried to look up I typed level up into the search bar and it's only just loaded, so.
So that many level things?
Yeah. Well, no, it was one of two. The internet's just right slow here.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
I hate it.
Also, that isn't a piece of hair, that's his nerve.
Ew, I hate it.
Are you going to include what you're about to say in the stream, Ellen, or is this just for later reference for you?
No. I want to include the actual questions. You know,
I don't really want to do the questions today. I don't really want to do the questions today. I don't really want to do the questions today. I don't want to die today.
Die?
Die, 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 die.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm blue. Dubba D. Dubba.
I don't want to do the work.
Dubba D. Dubba.
Do you want to do the work today? I don't really want to do the work today. I don't want to do the work today.
Ba 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 da.
I'm sure I wrote this down
somewhere. We will claim this land and we will call it.
This land.
This land.
Ellen, are you looking for the questions?
Curse your sudden. Do you want to pass me the book?
I'll scan as well to give you two.
Sean, if you're still listening to this, thanks. Appreciate it. Make
you Sean, you're doing a great job. Future Sean, just so you know.
Why Sean.
Past you, though.
Sean, do the dishes.
Sean, do that thing that you're procrastinating. And if you think you're procrastinating is this editing, then this is your penance. To listen to it all.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
ones?
There it is.
That's your one?
Sean, I bet you are listening to this.
Why is it in the Paragon section? September anyway, it doesn't matter.
14th.
Sometimes I'm having undiagnosed.
It's got to be like something helps.
Be quite
10
well.
Episodes later? That's 2.5 months.
Right. Here's some different sound effects for you.
There's no way I can isolate any of those.
Flint, we love you so much. Flint, you're amazing.
I like him a lot. He's really good. Did you see what he did with those hearts? Great stuff. Yeah, this is a bit fucked up, well, but
my favorite part was when he cut the hearts out them aristocrats.
Oh yeah, that was really good.
Well, we are like serfs, so you know, it's kind of
Surfs up,
bro. Surfs up. Yeah.
I found the questions.
Great.
Okay, great. Refocus.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.